This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to France starting Monday. During the visit, Mr. Modi will co-chair Artificial Intelligence Summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. This was informed by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi today. He said the Prime Minister will also visit US on the 12th and 13th of this month to hold bilateral meeting with US President Donald Trump.
At the invitation of the President of the United States of America, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will pay an official working visit to the United States on 12th and 13th of February. The fact that the Prime Minister has been invited to visit the US within barely 3 weeks of the new administration taking office shows the importance of the India-US partnership and is also reflective of the bipartisan support that this partnership enjoys in the United States. And the visit will be a valuable opportunity to engage the new administration on all areas of mutual interest.
The discussion on the general budget 2025-26 is underway in Lok Sabha. Participating in the discussion, Rao Rajendra Singh of BJP lauded the union budget, saying it has taken care of the interests of the poor, farmers and women. He said the government has focused on the well-being of farmers and taken several initiatives in this direction. He also discussed the growing tourism and aviation industries in the country. Shivpal Singh of Samajwadi Party criticized the union budget, saying that farmers are not getting appropriate prices for their produce in the country. Earlier initiating the discussion, Dharamveer Gandhi of Congress alleged that the union budget has failed to address the agrarian challenges being faced by the country. India has achieved a historic milestone by surpassing 100 gigawatt of installed solar power capacity, reinforcing its position as a global leader in renewable energy. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy said in a statement that this achievement is a testament to the nation's commitment to a cleaner, greener future. It marks a significant step towards realizing the ambitious target of 500 gigawatt of non-fossil fuel-based energy capacity by 2030, set by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The government has said that it employed both diplomatic and military channels to ensure complete disengagement from all friction points and restore peace and tranquility along the India-China border. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State in the Ministry of External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, said that India and China reached an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the line of actual control on the India-China border areas in Despang and Demchok on the 21st of October last year. He said that this agreement has led to disengagement from all friction points. NDA MPs from Bihar today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House. During the meeting, the MPs of BJP, JDU and LJPR felicitated Mr. Modi. Union Ministers Giriraj Singh, Rajiv Ranjan Singh and Chirag Paswan were also present in the meeting. It came in the backdrop of several announcements by the Centre for Bihar in the Union Budget 2025-26. Later talking to media, Mr. Giriraj Singh said they met the Prime Minister to thank him for the budget announcements related to Bihar. India has strongly condemned the destruction of the residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman in Bangladesh by vandals. In response to media queries, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said it is regrettable that the historic residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, a symbol of the heroic resistance of the people of Bangladesh against the forces of occupation and oppression, has been destroyed. Mr. Jaiswal said that this act of vandalism should be condemned. The RBI today reduced its interest rates for the first time in nearly 5 years to boost economy. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the Apex Bank has unanimously decided to slash policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6.25% from 6.5%. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest losses, extending their losing streak to third consecutive session. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex dipped 198 points to close at 77,860. And that is the end of this news bulletin.